This is Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Courtney Donahoe. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Music from the original score of the film Lincoln. John Williams has been nominated for an Oscar for Best Score. It is one of 12 nominations for the film, including Best Picture, Best Director, Steven Spielberg, and Best Actor, Daniel Day-Lewis. All right, for more on what's going on in the world of phones and smart technology, we've got Crawford Del Pret, Executive Vice President, Chief Research Officer, International Data Corp. Crawford, let's start off talking about Nokia. The shares jumping as much as 18% today, this coming after a surprise fourth quarter earnings recovery. Is this all because of sales of the Lumia smartphone?
Yeah. Hey, how are you guys? Yeah, absolutely. They came out and talked about Lumia shipping about 4.4 million units. If you factor in what they'll do in their older smartphone line, you know, that's about 6.6 million units that they will ship in the fourth quarter, which basically says now that their smartphone business is starting to turn and starting to grow again. And that's a huge inflection point when you think about the massive transition this company has been going from an older smartphone operating system called Symbian to Windows Phone 8, which is their new Lumia smartphone operating system.
Where are the gains coming from? In the United States, or are they overseas?
Well, we're just starting to get access to the data now. We expect the gains will come from Europe. We expect the gains will come from Asia, and we also expect that they will show some significant growth in the United States, as you know they have a flagship carrier with AT&T here in the United States, and they've made a big marketing push with AT&T, but clearly a big stronghold for Nokia has been Europe, and increasingly they're pushing into China with a number of deals announced this quarter.
Crawford, what did they get right?
Well, so it's interesting. The smartphone industry, Vani, is one of these industries where you look out the window and you look at what the person next to you on the train is using, and you think that that's what everyone wants. And the smartphone industry is moving very, very quickly. So what they got right was product design. The Lumia 920 is using a polycarbonate design. It's very, very elegant. One would argue it's one of the most elegant designs out there. What they also got right was imaging. So they really studied some of the really hard problems, and Nokia, the 920 has excellent low light pictures. Have you ever taken a picture with a smartphone and in a room where the light is dim? With the Nokia product, if it has low light, they can still get a very, very sharp 8 megapixel image that is, again, very, very, excellent to print out and to use. So, a lot of differentiation in things like design, imaging, and then the last thing I'll talk about is mapping and location and context. We've all read about Apple's woes in the mapping business. Well, a lot of people have forgotten that Nokia bought a company called Navtech about 4 or 5 years ago. Navtech powers 9 out of 10 cars' GPS systems. Nokia has that mapping technology in their product and really has world-class mapping and navigation.
Well, I have to say Nokia was always the go-to phone in Europe, at least until the iPhone came along. Talk to us about pricing. They're not exactly the cheapest phones available.
Well, they've been very, very aggressive. So in the fourth quarter, if you look at the pricing of the Lumia 920 compared to other products, you got a leading-edge dual-core product with leading-edge imaging and leading-edge mapping for $99 from AT&T. So that is, comparing with, some of the high-end smartphones that are up in the $199 or even $249 range. So it's been a very, very good value. So, what you have to watch out for is are they are they buying share here? And our expectation is that their average sales prices will hold. They'll hold well over $200. And, you know, again, they're trying very, very hard to hit that sweet spot, you know, couple $100 price point after, sorry, but this is what they get paid by the carrier. So what an end user would see. But again, the point being, they're not priced out of the market any longer. It's a fair point. This is a problem they've had in the past. Now they're being very aggressive.
Crawford, what role do cost cuts play at Nokia? They've eliminated more than 20,000 jobs. They've closed production and research sites. Is that a factor?
Absolutely. So this company has been through the ring of fire. I mean, they have, you know, they've had, you know, famous stories where employees got up from their desks and walked out, left the job in they're based in just outside of Helsinki, Finland, and you know they've gone through, you know, very, very tough cuts where, you know, in protest, as I said, people have left, people have you know, refused to come to work, very, very tough labor laws. They've had to unravel a lot of, you know, very tough situations with, you know, the process of letting go people around the world in research centers in Europe. Research centers in the United States. Actually, they had a very large center in White Plains, New York, close to where you guys are based. That's now been effectively closed, and they've centered everything in Sunnyvale, California. So the cost-cutting measures are starting to take hold, and that's going to drive to this announcement of, you know, them showing significant profitability progress this quarter. So they've really had to do a mix of how do they focus their innovation on a few key areas. We believe mapping and imaging and design are key. So keep the engineers that can do that, but also, you know, get rid of the engineers that were really focused on other operating system enhancements that they're now partnering for Microsoft to get. Well, so it's been a balance.
Just on that note, in fact, Crawford, what does it say about the Microsoft operating system and its potential success in handsets?
Yeah, a great question. So you know, basically, we believe that, you know, over the next 5 years, this is not going to be a one-horse race. We believe that the market share leaders will be Android, iOS, and Windows Phone. I spend a lot of my time talking to IT leaders, and I can tell you that in the enterprise IT space, there are many, many CIOs who are looking at taking a serious look at Windows Phone. And they're taking a serious look at Windows Phone because of the Office compatibility and the application compatibility from the desktop to a tablet to a phone. And this shows that there is interest in the platform. It shows that with the right product design at the right price point and significant marketing air cover, people will take a hard look and buy into this platform. So Nokia has a long, long way to go, but this is a significant inflection point for Windows Phone 8 and for Nokia.
Crawford, supply constraints for the Lumia 920.
Yeah, so Nokia's made a big deal out of the fact that they sold out. And there were a lot of cynics that said, well, maybe they didn't buy enough parts for very many. And now we know the answer, which is about 4.5 million. Now, last quarter, they had to do a significant write-down of parts on the Lumia 900, which was the one that the product that was a trailing edge technology, which was kind of their first bid back into the Windows Phone space in the U.S. And I think that the company got a little gun-shy. And they basically, you know, these parts aren't like PC parts, where you can kind of swap hard drives from one product to another or swap memory from one product to another. You know, the bezels and the memory and the processors are all customized. So if you have a clunker, if you have a stinker that doesn't sell, you're going to be liquidating that inventory and writing it off. So Nokia, it was supply constrained, and we believe they could have sold significantly more had they put their necks out and bought more capacity. But they absolutely are constrained, and we believe that will, you know, loosen up as we get into calendar Q1. But remember that this is a seasonal business. This is a hits-driven business that's very driven by the holiday season. So, you know, they're going to be careful how much inventory they buy because they are going to see a drop-off in Q1, as everybody does in the smartphone business.
Does wireless charging count as a hit for Lumia 920?
Well, it's a big differentiator, right? right? But you don't want to get sort of too far out in front of that one. You remember the Palm product, the WebOS based Palm Pre. Those products all had wireless charging as well. Nokia has a clever little pillow that they've brought out. They have a wireless charging speaker where if you put the phone, just rest it on top of a speaker.
We've got to rest the conversation for the moment. Crawford Delpret, Executive Vice President, International Data Corp.
You can listen to Taking Stock weekday afternoons at 3 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013, Bloomberg LP.